That 2 weeks, somewhere along during that time, be the only time I'll be out of pocket, as far as I know. Okay.
Say if the boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, like he was seriously interested in her. You'd say that he was...
courting.
Do you still hear that word nowadays?
Yeah, you still hear that used frequently here. Of course, the younger people would say they're going steady if they were exclusively going with each other and that sort of thing. They have a few new terms, but the older people would say so-and-so's courting so-and-so.
And he would be called her...
boyfriend.
And she would be his...
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say...
He'd been smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, he'd say that she...
they've broken up.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
she broke the engagement.
And if she didn't turn him down, he'd say they went ahead and got...
got married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched. They got hitched.
Okay. Yes. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom...
he's the best man.
And the woman that's with the...
she's either the bride's, or the matron of honor, or the maid of honor, the honor attendant is, because she has a bridesmaid, a bride matron.
And a long time ago, people in the community would get married. Other people would come to their house at night and make a lot of noise.
Now that has never been done here very much. What do they call that? They do that in that. I noticed in this brochure that I was reading on the Cajun country, Louisiana, they have quite a thing about that. What is it?
Do you hear of a serenade or a chivalry?
Chivalry is a word I believe they use there. But now, that, as I say, I don't think I've ever known of that being done here. If you can get in the apartment or the house, wherever they're going to live, if they've gone off somewhere and managed to short sheet the bed or fix the slats where they fall out easily and that sort of thing, that's done.
But there's no special name for it?
No. Uh-uh.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Any other terms besides bunch that you'd use?
No, if that's what you were talking about, that's probably what you would say.
Did you ever hear the whole shooting match or anything like that?
You'd say the whole shooting match. You'd hear that term used occasionally, but I don't think we would use it if they were arresting the group they're fighting. We'd say they carried the whole bunch to jail.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that
dancing.
And if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say at 3 o'clock school.
School's out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start?
And you go to school to get a...
education.
And the child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day.
He played hooky.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
And after high school.
College.
And you say, years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
tables or desk.
And each child has his own...
own desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
library.
And to mail a package.
Go to the post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
motel. Hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a...
you went to the show.
Or...
theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the...
a hospital.
And the woman would look after you.
She was the nurse.
And you catch a train at the...
station. The depot.
I might ask you if you know a person. You might say, well, I don't know him, but I...
know of him.
Okay. Did you ever say, heard tell of him?
Yeah, that you hear that expression. I've heard tell of that.
Would you
or
say...
I've heard tell of him, or... Arthur.